Coal operations in the Powder River Basin are in the midst of a restructuring. Production has been racing downward since 2009, and this year, the brewing trends hit the region hard with a series of dramatic bankruptcies and a merger. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports a new normal is setting in.
In 2015 and 16, three massive coal companies in Wyoming filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy: Arch Coal, Alpha Natural Resources, and Peabody Energy.
The national story was, this is the warning for coal.
That's Rob Godby, a University of Wyoming energy economist. Nearly 500 people were laid off in a day. Workers lost millions of dollars worth of retirement benefits. But Godby says all that wasn't caused by Wyoming coal. This year, though, Godby says, is different. A massive utility is looking to close several Wyoming coal plants early. Arch and Peabody are merging operations to have a better shot against natural gas. And three coal companies, Westmoreland, Cloudpeak Energy, and Black Jewel, went bankrupt. Godby says it's all connected.
The problem here and now is your core business is not nearly as stable.
It's not as if something changed dramatically with coal. Prices certainly didn't. But the world changed around it. Natural gas, wind, and solar became much more competitive for electric utilities, which drove coal production down with it. All of them dropped their generation costs by more than half from a decade ago. This drop in demand pushed three coal companies to a point where they weren't generating enough cash, so they filed for bankruptcy, one based on the weakness of Wyoming thermal coal demand itself. And that makes this year notable, not just to Godby, but financial analysts nationwide. Black Jewel has been a loud showing of the difficulty in finding new investment to run a coal company. Cloudpeak was seen as a great manager. Westmoreland even had a price edge by sitting next to a power plant. And yet, they're all struggling. Here's Rob Godby.
So 2019 should really be considered a watershed year where we're getting a major restructuring of the coal industry in Wyoming and in the Powder River Basin.
Come on forward, please.
Wyoming isn't blind to the changes underway.
Ms. Levin, welcome.
The state's Joint Revenue Committee recently discussed the issue because the decline of coal has a big-time effect on state revenue. The governor's chief of staff, Buck McVeigh, introduced a task force called the Energy Futures Group. It'll look for new revenue streams, perhaps new taxes to fill in the gaps left by coal. He says they need something to happen fast.
We obviously cannot wait 20 years for something like this. We can't wait 10 years. This has to be an endeavor that's going to come together probably within this year.
In a later interview, the governor agreed. There have been steps forward in diversification, but the state will have to speed up. He says he's confident it can happen, though it may not be a smooth transition.
None of that happens overnight. I'm fully anticipating we're going to have a few, hopefully not more than one or two, really pretty tight years. But as we emerge on the other side, I think we're better able to pivot than a lot of other economies.
And he says maybe the time crunch will force positive change.
We tend to have to sort of be pushed to the brink before we appreciate what the opportunities are and the challenges.
Gordon says, despite all that, he does expect the coal industry to stabilize. It's always had booms and busts. But Godby, the energy economist, says it's different now. The trend for coal demand isn't expected to rebound. It's been racing downward since 2009. And don't look for great improvement. Based on numbers from a Moody's Investor Service projection, coal production could fall by more than half in the Powder River Basin by 2030, save for some breakthrough in carbon capture or a mandate to end natural gas production. Godby says that's shocking.
Since World War II, the electricity market has been pretty stable. Coal produced most of the energy. And in a decade, that's turned upside down.
Taylor Kirkendall, a coal reporter with S&P Global Market Intelligence, says there is still a place for Powder River Basin coal, but there will be changes.
More and more we're seeing the coal industry kind of brace to be much smaller than it was in the past.
In other words, consolidate or restructure, something Wyoming has already seen this year, with Arch and Peabody merging seven of its mines.
Consolidation of that basin would go a long way towards allowing them to negotiate better prices that would support kind of a longer-term health of the companies.
Consolidation will mean huge companies, but it will also mean the loss of smaller companies and mines here today. It will lead to other changes, like maybe taxes or finding new ways to pay for things like education. In Cheyenne, at that joint revenue meeting, Senator Cale Case says they have little choice but to consider new paths.
Doesn't matter whether you're a global warming believer or not, The realism is that the world is changing.
Here's a couple stats. For the first time this year, renewables collectively overtook coal in total electricity generation. And this summer, analysts expect natural gas to be at its lowest price in 20 years. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.